In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We're into Isaiah 35. Strengthen your weak hands and confirm your feeble knees. That's the word of God. Do not be afraid. That's the word of God. Sing for joy. That's the word of God. Say to them that are fearful of heart, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. He will come to save you. Fear not. You want to know why? Your fears are so useless, and my fears are more useless. Because you know why? Because he is with us, in us, behind us, and through us, above us, and below us. If we fear for nothing. There is either fear or trust. Fear not. Be not afraid. I tell you, fear will rob you of the joy. It will rob you of everything. Fear. Fear not. You can fear if you want. So how do we fear not? By strengthening our weak knees and by raising our hands unto the Lord in worship. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. I've seen it. And we need more in that revival that's happening starting Sunday. We need it. We need to see it. We need to experience it. It needs to go out to all people. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for in the wilderness shall waters break forth and streams in the desert. This is the whole thing. You see, all these things, the lame shall see and the blind shall hear. So the lame shall walk and the blind shall see, and the ears of the deaf be unstopped, because there's going to be rivers of living water. There's going to be the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. There's going to be the Spirit of God. God's going to pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. God's going to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. There shall be the miraculous that becomes the normal. Why? Because God is going to pour out rivers in the desert. I'm going to tell you, if the church is anything now, it's a desert. It's a desert place. I'm talking all the churches. Desert place. You know, people tell me, I call this church and everybody's too busy. I call that church, everybody's too busy. I call this church, everybody's too busy. Everybody's too busy. Well, you know what? Busy is a four-letter word. You make time. You make time for God's people. You make time. You can't do it all, but you make time. You make time. There's a poor man that came last night. He came late. He was in a traffic jam, okay? In a traffic jam. He wanted to come to Mass last night. And I saw the poor man was frustrated. What does it cost to sit with somebody and listen to them and then to pray for them? What does it cost? 5 minutes of, or 10 minutes of not listening to the O'Reilly Factor? Is that what it costs? What's more important? Caring for the person who'd come a long way, was in traffic, couldn't get to Mass, frustrated, just to sit down and listen and pray. Now I'm going to tell you, that's not a big thing. That's just some simple little thing. That's just some simple little thing. Oh, we need streams in the desert. We need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need to get first things first, that the church was meant to proclaim Jesus Christ and to bring people into the crucified, risen life of Jesus. into the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why the church was created. It was not created to have tax-free numbers. It was not created to open up schools for the rich. When the church opened up schools, the church opened up schools for the poor. Now the churches, now you got to almost be rich to go to these schools. Most of them. There are some that are not, that's not true. Like the Cathedral School in Boston. But you want to know what? I think so many churches and ministries have lost their focus. As John the Baptist said about Jesus to the Pharisees, there is one among you whom you do not know, whom you do not recognize. And it's so easy for ministries and churches to get so caught up in business that we don't recognize the King of Glory crucified, resurrected. We do not recognize him because we're all so caught up in business. I thought the business of the day was to proclaim the gospel in season and out of season. I thought the business of the day was to pray with the people. I thought the business of the day was to care for the broken, the lonely, the depressed. I thought the business of the day was to share our goods with the poor, not through the president either. I thought that was the business of the day. That's what I thought, unless I'm mistaken. Unless I'm mistaken. I did not think that the business of the day was that I would gain a great name and people would respect me. That's not the business of the day. The business of the day is how I use the day for the Lord. I thought the business of the day was to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call on him while he is still near. I thought the business of the day was to have a preferential love for the poor, like the unborn, the poorest of the poor in the womb. That's what I thought. The poorest of the poor in the womb. That's what I thought the business of the day was. You know, I thought that was the business of the day. A friend of mine went to one church, you know, and on the door of the rectory was, please do not come here asking for things or money or food because we are finding it difficult ourselves. How sick. How sick. They don't understand that when you give, you receive. They don't understand that. See, they're living the laws of the earth and not the laws of heaven. And I've often told you that Christianity is not an earthly thing. It's supernatural that's lived on the earth. To live for Jesus is a supernatural reality. It is not a natural reality. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. You see, I don't understand. We have a young priest living with us now, and last year he was with us for a month, and you know what he said to me? He said, Father Tom, I saw that, you know, you would give people money and things that were poor. He said, and I had money in my pocket that I had been given, and there was someone on the train, I think he said, and he said, I gave him a good amount of it. Isn't that beautiful? That he learned, not because I told him, but because he saw. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, and I'm going to tell you, I have no wants. I have everything that I need, plus everything, plus everything, plus everything. And God has been so good to me, but I just have to be like the ocean. The tide comes in and goes out. The money comes in and goes out. That's what it has to do. But not only money, but food and everything else. And you know what? This is just the way life is. Let me tell you about our food bill. Last week, it was $300. I pay for it out of my own money. We're preparing for the revival. We're going to feed the speakers. This is coming from me. What God provides for me. This is a privilege to do. See, but you can't convince people. You've got to live it. You've got to live it. You've got to live it. You know, it's dreams in the desert. It's the Holy Spirit that gives you these things. These things are spiritually taught. They're not taught through the mind. The Spirit of God has to teach you these things. They are spiritually understood by the spiritual. They are spiritually understood by the spiritual. If you're not a spiritual being, you don't have any idea what I'm talking about. You have no idea what I'm talking about. Absolutely none. Because we live according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. For the things of the flesh are against the law, and they will not do the law, and they're against God. But the things of the Spirit bring life. But you see, you can't teach spiritual things to people unless the Spirit of God teaches through you. Unless people see by example. By example. I look for ministries to feed the poor. You see, Obama's talking about the poor, yeah? You know what? You think he'll give anything? He'll take your money. What's he doing? Like, what's he? How much did he give last year? I can match him. I can match him. I look for areas. I have a sister in Texas, Juarez, Texas, that feeds the poor. And they build houses for the poor because they live in a dump. We send them plenty of money. I send her plenty of money for my money. I've got Elric in Haiti. We send them plenty of money. Somebody came up to me. It was Sister Elizabeth. Said, Father Tom, you never told us. Told us what? Two of you, your people, you and somebody else, built a well for the people in Nigeria. I said, yeah, we did. Gave them the money for the well. Listen, if I want the Spirit of God to come, I better provide water for people who have no water. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, this is just the stuff you do. This is the stuff you do, you know? This is like water in the desert. Water in the desert. You know, this is how you live. It's a supernatural life. I remember reading when I was a child about the hospital in Italy that they would care for the poorest of the poor and they wouldn't ask any money. It was a Catholic hospital, and every day God would provide everything they needed. I wonder if that hospital is still operative. Are they running according to the world now? Or maybe they have big machines now, but are they seeing the miracles of God? You see, when you walk by faith, you see the miracles of God. You see God doing things that you can't do. Received a letter yesterday from somebody in Revere that her daughter was healed through our prayers. I have no idea who she is. Her name is Bonnie. No idea. I don't remember these things. People call me and say, you know what, I'm coming to see you because this person was healed when you people prayed. Isn't that wonderful? You think I have a monopoly on this thing? Anyone who wants to pray can see the miracles of God. How do you think I learned it? Through praying with people as a layperson. You see, it's nothing great. It's just doing what Jesus told us to do. They shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Listen, but not without the water, the streams and the living desert, to make those desert bloom and shout for joy. You see, the church is a desert today. And what we need are the streams of water. That's why we're having Revival Glory at the Holy Rosary. Because we're going to pray for the streams. We're going to experience the streams. We need the streams. We are in the desert of the deserts. We're in the desert of the deserts. We need that there would be water from heaven. The glory of God would come upon us. That people's hearts again would be turned to Jesus Christ. That from this little church, people go from the ends of the earth to preach the gospel. It's what we need. Now, I can't make that happen. I cannot make that happen. But I can provide a time and a place by the grace of God. I can't make things happen. But you can host a place and a time for people to rejoice and to experience the power of God. Do you realize we've got people from New York coming? Like, I couldn't tell you how many people from New York. You want to know why? Because they used to go to Monsignor Walsh, and they're so hungry because there's nothing else. I've got somebody from Florida coming, two people from Florida coming. Isn't that amazing? I think that's amazing. You know, they have to pay plane fare, and they've got to get a hotel. And we've got people in Revere and Everett that they wouldn't even risk, you know. It's so sad. But you see, this is spiritually revealed. You've got to be hungry. Jesus said, let the man who thirsts come to me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. If you're not thirsty, you don't know what I'm talking about. If you're not desperate like I am, you don't know what you're talking about. Because you know what? I'm desperate for God to do a new thing. For the people of God, just for the people who come to me, they need something great. They come to me. The women come to me. They have children. They have cancer. What are you going to do unless the move of God is not there? Unless the move of God is there, nothing will happen. Then the baby that's 6 months old that got cancer, what are you going to do unless God's presence comes? Do you know what I'm saying? I'm desperate because I get desperate people. I get desperate people, and they need more than Father Tom. They need the rivers in the desert. I need the rivers in the desert. I need that there be such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit that when people drive by our little church, because it's filled with God and filled with prayer, people get healed. That's what I'm looking for. Not that we lay hands only, but when people drive by, the Spirit of God comes upon them. Why not? We're in desperate situations, financially, people with no jobs, people that don't know what to do. Listen, if you've got no job, you just come. You just come. You don't have to pay. If you've got no job, you come. You don't have to pay. If you want to leave a donation, you can. If you don't, fine. Listen, we're looking for God to do something. And that's the way it is. Then the lame shall leap as the deer, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall flow rivers and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And that's what we are now, Lord. Parched land. Thirsty ground. Parched land and thirsty ground. This is our prayer. Listen to our prayer now. Listen to our prayer. Parched ground and thirsty land. Listen to our prayer. Listen to our prayer. So simple. Just listen to it. Here it is. Listen to it. Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. That's where we are. Psalm 63. But who thirsts for thee? Who longs for thee? Who knows they're in a dry land? where there is no water. Oh, everybody's complaining. But the answer is Jesus. And as John says, the one among you is here, and you do not even know him. You do not even recognize him. My soul thirsts for the living God. As the hind longs for the running water, so my soul thirsts for the living God. A thirst is my soul for God. When shall I behold the face of God? When shall I behold the face of God? Like a dry, weary land without water. That's what we're experiencing in the United States today in the churches. A dry, weary land without water. But Jesus said, let the man who thirsts come to me and drink, for out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. And the lame shall jump up, and the deaf their ears will be unstopped, and the blind shall see. Why? Because rivers of living water shall flow in the desert. Rivers. That's what we need. That's what I need. That's what you need. That's why we're having Revival Glory. Starting Sunday night, 7 to 11 in the evening, we're having it. Worshiping God, heaven on earth. We need God to move by His Holy Spirit. That's all we can be, is host a time, and then let's see what God's going to do. We cannot make God move, but we can host the time. We can worship the Lord. We can praise His holy name. That's all we can do. We can preach and teach and minister to the people, but we can't make the ground swell with springs of living water. Clear, dry, clear, cool, crystal cold water that will water the earth and water the church and change people's lives. That's what we need. That's what I need. I'm desperate for God. I'm desperate for His Holy Spirit. I'm desperate for my own self. I'm desperate, desperate, desperate. And so we shall meet between the 18th and the 22nd at the Holy Rosary. People from Florida are coming. But are you? That's something. People from Florida are coming. But are you? Isn't it something? They'll come from Florida, and they won't come from around the corner. And that's always been the way. When Jesus was in Nazareth, he could do very few things because they had no faith. You know what? It's been like that in my life all during my priesthood. I'm not saying it's all people's fault. You know, I'm to blame too. But you know what? God is about to do a new thing. And you can be there if you want to be, and you don't have to be. You are free to stay in the dry, weary land without water. And you can stay complaining and griping, and that's, you can do what you want. You know what I'm saying? You can do that. Or you can act in faith and see what God wants to do. Give it a try for 5 days. See what God wants to do. Give it a try. You got nothing to lose. You've got nothing to lose. Do you understand me? You've got nothing to lose. If people would like to register, it's Holy Rosary Winthrop, 02152, Holy Rosary Winthrop, 02152, Holy Rosary Winthrop, 02152. If you can send money, fine. If you can't, just come and just leave a donation if you can. Let me also tell you, that's the 18th to the 22nd of July at the Holy Rosary in Winthrop. We're hosting a time of worship in our little church, a time of teaching, a time of ministering in our little church. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. God knows what to do, how to do, and he knows everything. We're going to be surprised. Streams of living water is what it's all about. There's enough sand in people's lives. But you know what it says? That the streams will burst forth. Clear, cool, crystal water. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne. A crystal clear river of God. There's a crystal clear river flowing out from the throne, the crystal clear river of God. And wherever the river flows, it brings health, it brings life, it brings peace of heart. Yes, wherever the river flows, hit it. It brings health, it brings life, it brings peace. That's right. That's right. Listen, I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. We're $16,000 in the red, and that means if you can help us, I'd be so grateful. The Lord has done this all the time, and hallelujah to the Lord. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. You heard Jimmy the Roofer yesterday, didn't you? And his testimony. His testimony. Oh, hallelujah. And he's still, he's roofing today. He's working in Winthrop, as a matter of fact, I believe, putting on a rubber roof. Putting on a rubber roof. I asked him, Jimmy, does the rubber come in liquid? And he laughed. He said, no, it doesn't. Then he told me how, and he has to put the insulation. And I don't still know how it happens, you know, but I'm doing the best I can. I'm not into roofing. But he is, and his telephone number is 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341, 617-519-0341. And I want to say this. Please recognize Jesus. He's among you. He is among you. And when you meet him, tell him you love him. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.